In a crowded courtroom in Washington, a former guard for the private security company Blackwater has been sentenced to life in jail for the 2007 massacre of 14 unarmed civilians in Iraq. Three fellow contractors got 30-year terms. The Blackwater guards claimed they were ambushed while riding in a four-truck convoy. Iraqi authorities at the time insisted there was no provocation. Zoe Tillman has been covering the trial for ALM National Law Journal and described the scene in court.
The courtroom was packed. The judge decided to hold the hearing in the courthouse's ceremonial courtroom, which is much larger than his normal courtroom, anticipated there would be significant public interest, and there was approximately 100 supporters for the four men convicted in the 2007 shooting were there, in addition to families of the Iraqi victims and, of course, members of the press.
The judge apparently had some reservations about handing down these sentences. What did he say?
I would say he handed wins and losses to both sides. On the one hand, he rejected a request by defense lawyers to not impose a mandatory 30-year sentence on the defendants for a weapons charge that involved the use of machine guns. On the other hand, he didn't go with the higher sentencing range that prosecutors were asking for. He cited the strong showing of support from defendants' family and friends. He seemed impressed by that, and that seemed to affect him. So they were very stiff sentences, but perhaps not as stiff as they might have been.
Take us back to September 2007, when this shooting happened. What was the general course of events?
The defendants were members of a Blackwater Worldwide, or what a company that used to be called Blackwater Worldwide, and they had a contract with the U.S. Department of State to provide security services in Iraq. And on the day in question, the convoy that the defendants were a part of left the green zone, the safe area in Baghdad, to go out to respond to another incident in the city. And as they were out, they ended up in a part of the city called Nisour Square, and they were stopped. And this is where there's disagreement between the prosecution and defense. And the prosecution says that as the convoy was stopped, one of the defendants opened fire on a car that was stopped in traffic. The defendants say they dispute that version of events, and they say that they felt threatened. They thought that a car was approaching menacingly and that they took fire before they discharged their weapons.
How difficult was it to establish the facts in this case, given that the action took place halfway around the world some years ago and various barriers in the way of investigating the case?
One of the defense lawyers today acknowledged that it had been quite a challenging case to argue and to put together. Certainly in filings, we saw both sides acknowledge some of the difficulties, whether it was collecting evidence from the scene, contacting witnesses, needing to go through interpreters to talk to victims and witnesses who were there, and then to bring those witnesses to Washington for the trial last summer.
Zoe Tillman, Blackwater by name no longer exists today, but what was the situation with that company in the courtroom? How did they represent it?
The company was certainly not on trial. They were not a defendant. The company's reputation was at issue. Certainly they were very well known after this incident and for their work in Iraq. But, you know, at sentencing, the father of one of the victims, a 9-year-old boy, spoke quite fiercely against Blackwater and, seemed to hold them responsible for what had happened and denouncing their response to this incident. They were certainly not a party to the case, but they were present in a way.
And at this early stage, are there any broader implications for other private security companies based on this sentencing?
You know, we'll really see once this case goes up on appeal. There are a number of issues that defense lawyers are already preparing to argue, having to do with where this case they believe should have been brought, not Washington, is their contention. They've challenged the legality of the indictment, how it was put together. They've challenged whether this case could have even been brought because these contractors were with the State Department as opposed to the Department of Defense, and there are differences in when you can be criminally prosecuted for actions overseas.
And what happens to the men sentenced today? Do they remain free for the time being before an appeal, or do they go into custody?
No, they're in custody now. They've been in custody prior to sentencing. They will remain behind bars as their case goes up on appeal.
Zoe Tillman, a reporter for ALM National Law Journal.